Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Dave Mataloni, and for the next hour, we will be clowning around with songs about clowns. You know, clowns can be entertaining, kind of scary, intriguing, and weird, and we certainly hope that the next 16 songs are all of those things.
Precious metals, and in that black flamingo chair, you sit among her trophies and pray to be abandoned till you don't know what hope is. But there's one thing that I have to keep inside, because I was shaking. Why don't you get some pride? There was a clown strike, and the clowns threw down their have to play so hard, and I'm nobody's fool. You don't have to go so far, 'cause I love you as you are. The big top is deserted now, and the circus girl rehearses. She knows how to turn her heads and not fall between two horses. But all that seems a simple step if only I were able to love you like I want to do, and not by sometimes table. But there's one thing that I have to keep inside, because I was shaking. Why don't you get some pride? There was a clown strike, and the clowns threw down their tools. But you don't have to play so hard, and I'm nobody's fool. You don't have to go so far, 'cause I love you as you are. And it's pandemonium for the humble and almighty. You don't have to tumble for me. Even a clown knows when to strike. What you want to be, or are you terrified of failure? To put on a superstitious face behind all this paraphernalia. We're not living in a masquerade where you only have three wishes. It isn't easy to see in a lifetime of mistaken kisses. But there's one thing that I have to keep inside, because I was shaking. Why don't you get some pride? There was a clown strike, and the clowns threw down their tools. But you don't have to play so hard, and I'm nobody's fool. You don't have to go so far, 'cause I love you as you are.
And it's pandemonium for the humble and the mighty. You don't have to tumble for me. Even a clown knows when to strike.
Oh, trying to replace. Can you see the broken barricades of a time left for to steal? All the temporary signs up that cover misguided wheels. When the clown's work is over, when the clown's work is over, when the clown's work is over, this town's coming down. Some cat in a home newsreel. Bring the nighttime, cover my shine. I can't beg below this floor. Seems you've worn out desperation. It's yours. Like some cat in a home newsreel. Can you see the broken barricades of a time left for to steal? All the temporary signs up that cover misguided wheels. When the clown's work is over, when the clown's work is over, when the clown's work is over, this town's coming down. When the clown's work is over, when the clown's work is over, when the clown's work is over,
and we opened this, our 190th episode of Words and Music, with Elvis Costello singing about a clown strike, and XTC followed with Dear Madam Barnum, which is essentially a resignation letter, where the last paragraph reads, "Your safety net just walked out, much to your surprise. Strike up the band, love, and let the show begin, for this is the last time I'm painting on a grin. If I'm not the sole fool who pulls his trousers down, then, dear Madam Barnum, I resign as clown. And as far as Ray Mason and his band is concerned, when the clown's work is over, This town is coming down. Now, he wrote that 25 years ago, and I feel like if he wrote it today, he might have said, when the clown's work is over, this nation is coming down. Here's Sam Cooke.
Laughing and a clowning just to keep from crying. I'm laughing and a clowning just to keep from crying. I keep on trying to hide the fact I've got a worried mind. Let me tell you, being life of the party seemed to be my role. Since you left me, baby, being life of the party seemed to be my role. I keep on trying to hide my feelings, trying to hide my soul. Let me tell you what I do. I stand in the doorway, watching all the girls go through. You might not believe me, baby, but I stand in the doorway, watching all the girls go through. I keep on trying to find me someone to take my mind off you. Oh, tickle 'em for me, huh? Keep on laughing and a clowning to take my mind off you.
Circus is coming through. Everybody knows that when you purchase a ticket, you expect to get a show. Take a look at me. I'm just a clown, and on my face I wear a frown. The cost to hang around. So take a look at me, I'm just a clown. The Joker stands in the middle and turns a trick for you, because sometimes you know it's better to be thought of
face, now we're a frown. I've paid the cost to hang around. So take a look at me, I'm just a clown. Take a look at me, I'm just a clown, and on my face I wear a frown. I've paid the cost to hang around, so take a look at me, I'm just a clown.
Yeah, that man from Waco, Charlie Crockett, is admitting that he's just a clown. And that was right after Sam Cooke admitted that he's laughing and clowning just to keep from crying. And that's a theme we will revisit in this show. And next up in Words and Music, we have a disagreement. On one side, Gary Lewis and the Playboys expressing the notion that everybody loves a clown, while Johnny Crawford believes that, well, no one really loves a clown, and I guess we'll let you decide.
Everybody loves a clown. was sick, sick.
You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJ LP FM in Northampton.
Looky here, here he comes. Ain't he funny? He's the most popular guy in town. But that ain't true, 'cause no one really loves a clown. He'll make you laugh and smile, forget your troubles, but no one knows inside he wears a frown, 'cause no one really loves a clown. Smooth talking Romeos get all the girls, while the funny man gets all the laughs. When the other guys take out the girls, the clown's left behind signing autographs. Looky here, here I come. Ain't I funny? No one ever thinks that I'd have a heart, so they put me down, 'cause no one really loves a clown.
Yeah, no one really loves a clown. You know, they sign autographs while the Playboys get the girl. And speaking of the Playboys, they were led by Gary Lewis, whose dad was Jerry Lewis. So no wonder he loves clowns. And one thing for sure is that throughout pop history, we have clown after clown trying to hide their sadness.
Let's
You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And the station has amazing creative music and talk shows for thoughtful, discerning, adventurous listeners like you. Just go to valleyfreeradio.org and check out the schedule. You'll find lots and lots of good stuff there. And before the station ID, we heard Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Tears of a Clown, which is based on an Italian opera, Pagliacci, which features a clown who must make the audience laugh while he weeps behind his makeup because his wife betrayed him. In the last verse, Robinson sings, "Just like Pagliacci did, I try to keep my sadness hid." Let's continue to send in the clowns, and who better to do that than Sarah Vaughan? Send in the clowns, although they're already here, I think. I did a Google search about the term send in the clowns, and I bumped into AI Overview, and he posted, or she posted, the circus term send in the clowns is a metaphor that means to distract folks from a bad situation or a failure by introducing something comedic, like clowns, to paper over the chaos. And that made me think of a sign I've seen at a couple of different protests. Elect a clown, expect a circus. Here's John Mellencamp. Rodeo Clown.
Well, there's blood on the hands of the rich politicians. Red is the color of the sand and the sea. Blood on the hands of an arrogant nation. Start all the bleeding over their policies.
Well, there's blood on the hands of the rich politicians. Red is the color of the sand and the sea. Blood on the hands of an arrogant nation who start all the bleeding.
Woman's trying to tell us something.
They might be giants. And they want us to turn that distraction down. It's time to play Drown the Clown. Phil and Don Everly harmonizing about how much it hurt to be Kathy's clown, while John Wesley Harding launched the pairing with a postmodern update of that Everly classic. There's an apocalypse now on Station Road. If there's a nuclear winter, at least it'll snow. Your talk turns all of me upside down. You turned up my ticket at the Lost and Found, and all I got was the current crown worn by Kathy's new clown. And we're going to bring Shakira here, really, for the very first time after 190 episodes. Come on out here, Shakira. Costume makes the clown.
Told you I fit lucky with my humble breasts. Well, I don't. That I was sure the world was gonna change. Well, I'm not, for I didn't give a damn about what they say. But I do promise that I'll never ever lie to you. So look at how I'm taking the makeup off my face. I made to you and down the sink. I really hope I haven't harmed your self-esteem. Not a virgin, but I'm not the whore you think. And I don't always smell like strawberries and cream. Looking at him, taking the makeup off my face.
Tonight. I'm not here to let you down. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Inside the pocket of a clown. It's a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns. Inside the pocket of a clown. Inside the heartache of a fool. In school, and lessons there can be real cruel. Inside the heartache of a fool, hollow lies make it thin disguise.
And we opened that pairing with Shakira, shaking things up here at Valley Free Radio with Costume Makes the Clown. And Dwight Yoakam countered by scrounging through the pocket of a clown. And if he was to come across a bottle of pink lemonade, legend has it that it was invented by a clown named Pete Conklin in the 1800s. And like a lot of the clowns that opened the show, Conklin was fed up with being a clown and began following the circus as a lemonade vendor. And one really hot day in Texas, Conklin ran out of water to the dismay of his customers. So Conklin ran into a changing tent of a bareback horse rider named Fanny Jameson, who was washing her red tights in a bin of water. Conklin grabbed the bin, its contents colored pink by the garment's dye, and dumped a whole bunch of sugar in it and unveiled his new strawberry lemonade. We're going to have Charles Mingus take us home with a snippet of a song simply entitled Clown. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Sunday when Words and Music will be hanging out with a bunch of goners. And I guess you'll have to tune in to figure out what that's all about. Thank you.
was this clown. And he was a real happy guy, a real happy guy. He had all these greens and all these yellows and all these oranges bubbling around inside of him. And he had just one thing he wanted in this world. He just wanted to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world. He was a real happy guy. Let me tell you about this clown. He used to raise a sweat every night out on that stage and just wouldn't stop. That's how hard he worked. He was trying to make people laugh. He used to have this cute little gimmick where he had a seal follow him up and down a stepladder, blowing Columbia the gem of the ocean on a B-flat Sears Roebuck Model 1322A plastic bugle. A real cute act.